It's always a great joy for me to have the privilege of meeting with you in general priesthood meeting. We are gathered here in the Tabernacle on Temple Square in Salt Lake City and in more than 2,000 other places. Just think of the mighty and powerful sacred power that is represented by this assemblage of men and boys. I rejoice with you, my brethren, in the manifold blessings which are ours in holding the priesthood of God. Brethren, there is one matter I should like to mention at the very beginning of my remarks. To those of you who are citizens of the United States, I wish to urge you and your families, members of voting age, to go to the polls in large numbers next month on Tuesday, November 4th, and vote for the strongest, finest people who are certain to do the most in this, to safeguard the rights and freedoms of this nation. We do not endorse any candidates, but we hope you will vote for good men and women of character, integrity, and ability, and to be the judge. Further, we hope our church buildings and our church organizations will not be used to advance the candidacy or policies of any of the candidates. As we read and study the scriptures, we are made conscious of the fact that the Savior has always been conscious about the welfare of the members of his flock, both individuals and collectively. It is about that principle of the caring for and ministering to the needs of the church membership in these troubled days that I desire to speak to you, brethren, tonight about. Bishops and branch presidents, please be ever alert to the needs of precious individual families who make up the membership of your wards and branches. You are the nurturing shepherds of our people to the greatest extent possible. Let your counselors and others who serve you, work under your direction and be the managers of your programs. If you will pursue this emphasis, you'll often be able to detect very early some of our members who have serious difficulties. While their challenges and problems are still small and manageable, be conscious of the little tensions and problems you may see in the families so that you can give the required attention, counsel, and love when it is most needed. And an hour with a troubled boy or girl now may save him or her, and is infinitely better than hundreds of hours spent in their later lives in the reclamation of a boy or girl. As we have said, we have at times delegated those tasks which others can do, so that you are free to do those things you and you alone can do. Home teachers are to help to watch over the flock even though they don't counsel as bishops and branch presidents do. How home teachers can render much appropriate and preventive help under the direction of the quorum leaders and bishoprics, stake presidents, bishops, and branch presidents, please take a particular interest in improving the quality of teaching in the church. The Savior has told us to feed my sheep. I fear that all too often many of our members come to church, sit through a class or meeting, and they then return home having been largely uninformed. It's especially unfortunate when this happens at a time when our lives may be eternal and entering into the period of stress, temptation, or crisis. We all need to be touched and nurtured by the Spirit and effectively teaching is one of the most important ways this can happen. We often do vigorous enlistment work to get members to come to church, but then do not adequately watch over them and receive them as they do their work as they come to it. Yesterday, while speaking to the regional representatives, I called attention to the challenge facing all of us as we fellowship and teach the gospel to cultural and minority groups living among us, when special attention of some kind is not provided for these good people, we lose them. In April of 1977, as I was speaking about the Lamanites, I said that we could not longer merely teach and preach to the Lamanites, but we must establish the church among them. This statement applies to all other cultures. During the past few years, the basic unit or program has been developed to assist where there are special language or cultural needs. The guidebooks, manuals, and reports are much less complicated than the full church program. They are wonderful and are now available in most languages. We have designed smaller, less expensive buildings to meet this need. Also, couples can be trained in the basic unit program and can assist in establishing the church among all the people in all the lands where the portion is being used as outlined. We are meeting with great success. We encourage you priesthood leaders to become familiar with this program and the use of it to bless people. The Lord said, "For they cannot bear meat now, but milk they must receive." One more very important thing, my brethren, especially you stake presidents, bishops, and branch presidents, be mindful always of the members of your flock who are sad and lonely, bereaved or bereft, there are always some among us who need our special care and attention. We must never forget nor overlook them. Their pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to, we are mightily known as a chapel building people. I hope we will always become even better known as a family building people. Do not neglect your own families, brethren. The new consolidated schedule permits you, if you plan well, to hold all the meetings in the consolidated schedule along with the necessary administrative meetings and still have several hours with your family every Sunday. Please see to it that this is done so that you, priesthood brethren, do not neglect your own families, and so that your wonderful stake presidents, bishops, branch presidents, and quorum, etc., and others can do the likewise. I love you, brethren, my beloved brethren, and I am grateful for your faith, your devotion, and your love for the cause of truth, the cause of the Master. Brethren, I express my affection for you all and to all your people in the scattered portions of the world. May the Lord bless you, brethren, and know that you are much loved here at headquarters. God bless you, and peace be with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.